Good afternoon from Clarksville, Tennessee. Austin Peay State University Dunn Center on the campus of the college. It's the NJCAA National Volleyball Tournament 9th place semifinal. The 14 seed Mineral Area Lady Cardinals playing the 15 seed Casper Thunderbirds. Jared Pettis with you here at AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. For the starting lineups brought to you by Wade's Auto Service, we started with the 15 seed. That is the Casper Thunderbirds. They go with a 5'8 freshman from Casper, Wyoming. Peyton Carruth, a 5'10 freshman from Sheridan, Wyoming. Emmy Mullinex, a 5'9 freshman from Australia. Gemma McNamara, and a 5'4 sophomore libero from Casper, Wyoming, McKenna Lorenzen. They also go with a 6'2 freshman from Layton, Utah, Aubrey Hackett, a 5'10 freshman from Layton, Utah, Panina Leota, and a 6'2 sophomore from Serbia, Mina Kostic. The Mac Lady Cardinals start Belen Farofino, 5'11 sophomore from Bolivia, 5'9 sophomore from Jonesburg, Missouri, Olivia Shaw, 5'9 sophomore from Santa Helena, Brazil, Gabrielle Dombrowski, 5'11 sophomore from Brasilia, Brazil, Duda Passos, 5'7 sophomore from Fredericktown, Missouri, the libero, Ava Pinyol, 6'2 freshman from Glenview, Illinois, Sara Pievich, 6'3 sophomore from Brazil, Lada Gallardi. The Mac Lady Cardinals are 28-3, looking for win 29. It would punch their ticket to the 9th place game play tomorrow at 9 a.m. Starting lineups brought to you by Wade's Auto Service at 228 East Harrison Street in Farmington. With a full-service shop, they specialize in brakes, rotors, AC repair, and more. Plus, they offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, locally owned since 2015. Mineral Area in the gray uniforms. Mac on the front, red trimmed in black. Cardinals on the back, red trimmed in black. Numbers on the front and back, white trimmed in black. On the gray uniforms, the libero, Ava Pinyol. In the red uniform, Mac on the front, white trimmed in black. Numbers on the front and back to match that. For the T-Birds, they're wearing the black no-sleeve uniforms with the red collar and red compression sleeves on either side of the arm. Casper on the back below the numbers, white no trim to match the numbers on the front and back. And the libero, that is McKenna Lorenzen, wearing the white no-sleeve uniform with the white compression sleeves and the red collar, red numbers, and Casper in red on the back of the jerseys as well. Mineral Area beat Frank Phillips yesterday. Casper had their win against New Mexico Military Institute. Mineral Area serves first in front of us to the far side. It is received and returned by Casper and cleared into a free ball by Ava Pinyol. Set in the middle into a block and down for a point. Casper starts it. That's Aubrey Hackett with the kill. And it's 1-0 T-Birds. It's a battle of birds today in the 9th place semifinal. We'll keep tabs on what's happening to our right on court two as well. Again, that's Blinn and Eastern Arizona. Serve received by Pinyol. Push set to the left side. Lada Gallardi stuffed at the net by Panina Leota. 2-0 Casper. And it's Lily Weidman in to serve. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because her mother, Paula, is the head coach of the West Plains Grizzlies. Serve to the right side off of Passos. Pinyol went all the way back to get that one nearing the out-of-bounds area. That would have stopped the point, and it's cleared by Mack. Off of a block and down for a point. Again in the middle, that's Aubrey Hackett. And it's 3-0 Casper to start this opening set. They are the 15 seed, Mack the 14. And Weidman will serve again. Serve received by Passos. Back set to Passos. She'll tip it over the block. Nearly down for a point. Deflected by the libero and down. Passos with the kill. Her first. And it is 3-1 Lady Cardinals. 3-1 Lady Thunderbirds, I should say. Lady Cardinals on the board. Here comes Kate Nichols in to serve. Bullet serve from Nichols, received by McNamara, set to the right side and cleared from the 10-foot line by Carruth. Back to the near side, Lotta Gallardi off of a block. Kate Nichols has to go back to get that one. Back to Gallardi on the near side. She'll deflect it off of a blocker and down for a point. Gallardi with her first kill. Mack down by a point, 3-2. And Nichols back to serve again. Serve, it's short, played by the libero. Lorenzen set to the right side. Carruth will tip it over and down. She went tip drill on that play over the outreached arms of Olivia Shaw and, I beg your pardon, Lotta Gallardi, and down for a point. First kill for Carruth. And back to serve, Hackett. Two-point lead for the Thunderbirds here in the opening set. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino will set to Dombrowski. She will put it into a block. And it's stuffed at the net again. That one, Penina Liotta, her second block, and it's 5-2, Casper. Hackett on the jump serve, received by Nichols. Farofino will set. Pievich tips it across. Still alive at a free ball for Mineral Area. There's Lotta Gallardi. Farofino push that left side attack. Dombrowski, cross court attack, and she got it. 5-3. Gabby Dombrowski with her first kill. And Mineral Area is back down by two. And Sada Pievich will go back to serve. Pievich's serve tipped the tape. There to play it was McNamara. They set in the middle. And getting the back line, that's Mina Kostic. 6-3, Casper, still early on in the opening set. Pievich comes out as Pinyol comes back in. And now Penina Liotta back to serve for the Thunderbirds. She wears jersey number 13. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino backs at Lotta Gallardi. Cross-court attack off of Liotta, back towards the net and out of bounds. 6-4 with the Mac point. Gallardi with her second kill. Lady Cardinals down by two. And Gallardi goes back to serve. Bullet serve from Gallardi. Played in the back row by Weidman. Sent to the right side and attack ball. Carruth off of Gallardi and down. 7-4. Casper leads. And these jerseys that Casper wearing, a lot easier on the eyes as opposed to what Frank Phillips wore yesterday. The white jerseys with the bright yellow numbers and no outline. Serving Carruth, played by her numerical counterpart in Nichols. Back set, slide play, Shaw tipped off of a block and down for a point. Mac ball as it falls out of bounds off of the blocker. 7-5 Lady Cards, and Gabrielle Dombrowski heads back to the serve line where she's had success this season, 45 aces coming into this tournament. Serve received by Carruth. Back set to the left side into a stuff block. That's Passos on the attack from Eva Yudis. Passos with the block and Mack down by a point, 7-6. Trying to draw even for the first time in the set. Served by Dombrowski, off of Carruth, set to the right side. This is McNamara, too far and out, we're tied. Three in a row for the Lady Cardinals. Has Titus for the first time in set one. And Dombrowski will put it in play again. Serve, too far and out on the service error. 8-7, Casper. That's service error from Gabby Dombrowski. And the libero, McKenna Lorenzen, serves now for the Thunderbirds, received by the opposite libero, Ava Pinyol. Set to the back row, Gabby Dombrowski, off of the libero, Lorenzen, back to the right side and cleared by Mullenix, played by the Lady Card. Set to the left side, Passos off of a block, and it returns back to her. She plays it. They set back to her beyond the 10-foot line. Her clear is grabbed by Carruth. Right into the middle. It's punched to the right side by Hackett. Played by Gallardi. Back to Passos. Cross-court attack. Right there was Carruth. They set back to her, and it's cleared, in fact, by Udis. Played by the Lady Cardinals. Slide play. Shaw tipped towards the ground and down for a point as the diving play by the libero Lorenzen couldn't keep it alive. Shaw with the kill. Second tie of the set. First kill for Olivia Shaw. And now it's Ava Pignol back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Serve received by Peyton Carruth. Set to the right side. Tipped off of Farofino. And she should have let Gallardi get that one. She knows it as well. That'll be Mullenix with the tip kill. 9-8. Casper. And Gemma McNamara will serve. Received by Dombrowski. Farofino will set to Pjevic. She'll tip it over the block. Coming to get it, the libero Lorenzen. Set to the right side off of a block. That's Mullenix, and that's another point. 10-8, Casper. Two kills for Emmy Mullenix. She's from Wyoming, a 5'10 freshman. And McNamara back to serve once more for Casper. Up by two here in set one. Serve received by Passos. Farofino sets to the back row. Dombrowski off the libero. Diving play for the dig. Lorenzen. It's cleared again by Casper. Played by Mack. Farofino set her dump to the back corner. She got it. Great read by Belen Farofino to see the open floor and tap it down. And she goes back to serve. Does Farofino. Spinning serve received by Lorenzen. Set in the middle. Blocked. Passos and Pjevic. We're tied at 10. They stuffed the attack from Aubrey Hackett. Third tie of the set. And serving again, Belen Farofino. Serve received by the libero. Set to the right side. That's Mullenix off of Farofino and down. And it's 11-10, Casper. And the Thunderbirds will bring in Lily Weidman to serve. Sinking serve played by Passos. Farofino will set to the left side. Gallardi off of a block and down for a point. Tying us at 11, fourth tie of the set. Gallardi already with her third kill. And now Kate Nichols in for the Lady Cardinals to put this point in progress. Bullet serve received in the back row. Sent to the right side, cleared by Carruth. Kate Nichols is there. Farofino will push that left side. Dombrowski got it, and Mack leads for the first time in the set, 12-11. Dombrowski with her second kill. Another serve from Nichols, too far and out. We're tied back at 12. On the second Mack service error. And for the Thunderbirds, Aubrey Hackett back to serve. Too far and out, and Mack gets the point back. First Casper serving error. And now it's Sada Pjevic serving. No, it is Olivia Steele. Serve received by the Thunderbirds. Cleared and down for a point. And it's Carruth with her third. Perfect pass to her, and we're tied at 13. Sixth tie of set one. And Penina Leota comes in to serve for Casper. serve, played by Dombrowski. Farofino will set to Shaw into a block, dug out of the block by Nichols and cleared by Lotta Gallardi, barely over the net. Back set to the left side off of a deflection up front. That was Udis, played by the Lady Cardinals. Now it's Dombrowski from beyond the 10-foot line, straight out. Another lead change. Casper takes over, 14-13. As we get to the midway portion here of set one, and it's the same score over on court two, Eastern Arizona and Blinn, 14-13. Serve played by Dombrowski here on court one. Back to the right side, Lotta Gallardi off the libero and down. Gallardi's got four, and we're tied at 14. Seventh tie of the opening set. And back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. It is Gallardi. Her serve is received by Lorenzen. Set to Carruth on the right side. She'll attack. Pignol was there. Gallardi will set all the way to the 10-foot line on the left side. Dombrowski, and she hits it into the net. 15-14, Casper. And Carruth back to serve. Serve played by Dombrowski. Farofino will set back to Dombrowski on the left side. Too far and out. Another miss hit. Mack wants a deflection. They don't get it. 16-14. Casper up by two. Carruth serving again. Into the net. Service error. Mack point. So both sides have two serving errors. And Gabrielle Dombrowski back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Down by one. Serve received on the back line by Carruth. Set to the right side. This is Mullenix. Cleared. Gallardi set. Passos, roll shot, play to the far side, set in the middle, off of Pignol, and down for a point. That's Mina Kostic, her second kill, and it's 17-15. And so McKenna Lorenz and the libero back to serve. Serve received by the Lady Cardinals. Farofino back set Shaw, slide play, she'll tip it across. Right there was Lorenz in the libero, set in the middle, cleared by Hackett, played by Mack. Passos has to send over a free ball. She does, nearly down for a point. It's going to be sent to the back line and cleared by Carruth, too far and out as she was backing away from the net. And Mack back down by a point, 17-16 on the hitting error by Carruth. And Ava Pignol back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Received by Carruth. Set in the middle. Hackett, miss hit. We get a whistle. It's out of bounds. Mack point. We're tied at 17. Eighth tie of the opening set. We've had two lead changes. Mack led at 12-11, 13-12, and 14-13. Tipped across. Gallardi was there. Farofino taps it to the back row. It's played and cleared again by Casper. There's Farofino again. Now it's Passos for the lead off of an arm and out of bounds. Mack takes over 18-17. Third lead change of set one. Passos with her second kill. Timeout. Casper will take the break as well. Mineral Area up by a point late in the opening set in the National Volleyball Tournament. Ninth place semifinal on KFMO.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
Senator Mike Henderson congratulates the Mineral Area College volleyball team on an outstanding season and their incredible achievement of making it to nationals. He applauds the players, coaches, and staff for their dedication, hard work, and commitment to excellence. Their success brings pride to MAC and to the entire Parkland community. Senator Henderson wishes the team the best of luck as they compete during the national competition. Congratulations, MAC Volleyball. The Parkland is cheering you on.
Hi, this is Gabrielle Dambrowski of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
17 for Casper, but it's 18 for Mineral Area, who lead the way, scoring three in a row, and the service error will tie it up. Ava Pignol missed it by inches on the right side out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegar on Farmington. Jonathan Steffen and Deloge, contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. And the serve now that time from McNamara, played by the Lady Cardinals. Back row attack, Gallardi, and down. Gallardi with her fifth, and it's 19-18 Lady Cardinals out of the stoppage. And back to serve. That is Belen Farofino. Serve received on the left side. Set to the right side and cleared. Coming to get it, Dombrowski. Farofino will backset Lana Gallardi with a spinning attack played by Carruth. Set to the right side again off of a block and down. Mullinex will have her fourth kill, and we are tied at 19. 10th tie of the set. As the fourth kill for Mullinex, and back to serve, Weidman. Serve received by Pignol. Set to Dombrowski. She'll tip over a free ball. And in the middle, oh, bad pass. It's cleared by Casper. Tip back across, but it won't clear that time as the setter, Leota, tried to tip it on an odd pass to her. And it goes into the net. Mac leads 20-19. Kate Nichols coming in to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Serve received by Casper. Push set to the right side all the way across the net, and it's cleared. Mac has it. They go to Dombrowski. Cross-court attack. She finds the corner, 21-19. Dombrowski with her third kill, and the Lady Cardinals up by two for their largest lead of the first set. Nichols serves again. Received that time by Weidman. Set and cleared by Carruth. Back to the near side this time. That's Dombrowski. Cross-court attack, and she found the floor again. 22-19. Dombrowski with four. Timeout, Casper, late in the set. We'll take the break. You're listening to MAC Athletics on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
On behalf of the Mineral Area College Athletic Boosters, congratulations to the Mineral Area College volleyball team for their incredible hard work and dedication in making it to nationals. Your teamwork, determination, and passion on the court make the entire Mineral Area community proud. Everyone is cheering you on each step of the way and can't wait to see what you achieve next. Go MAC Volleyball! Keep reaching for greatness! Woo!
Hola, este es Belén Ferrufino del Mineral Area Lady Cardinals y te estás escuchando al National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
22-19, the MAC Lady Cardinals lead in set one. Casper has used both timeouts, and they are both brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Lady Cardinal serve. It's Kate Nichols. It's played by McNamara, set to the right side and cleared by Carruth off of Nichols and down. 22-20, and Mac will have their third 3-0 run stopped of the set. Peyton Carruth with her fourth kill. And coming in to serve, Gabby Hearn. First time we've said her name today. 5'11 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. Hearn, top spinning serve, played by Nichols. Farofino backs it. Lana Gallardi through a couple of blockers and down to the floor. Gallardi with six in the set, 23-20 Mineral Area. And Olivia Steele checks in to serve for Sada Pjevic. Serve played by Weidman, set to the right side and pounded off of a block by Carruth. She's got her third kill, or her for fifth kill, excuse me, and it's 23-21. And Penina Liotta back to serve. Liotta dribbles the ball a couple of times. Now she'll approach and hit. Off of Nichols, Farofino, backset, Gallardi. We get a whistle, and Farofino is across the line, 23-22. Back to a one-score game. Lady Cardinals have not used a timeout yet. Liotta serves. Received by Mack. Backset, Gallardi, through a block and down, and Mack is on set point here in the opener. Gallardi again, seven kills in the set. Serve received, tipped to the right side, too far and out off of Carruth. And the Lady Cardinals take the opener, 25-22. They're up in sets. 1-0. Team switch sides. Set two coming up after this on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
This week, the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals are headed to Tennessee to compete for a national volleyball title, carrying the hopes of the entire Parkland with them. Fredericktown's very own Ava Penn-Yule's hard work, heart, and determination remind us all what small-town pride looks like. Madison Medical Center stands behind Ava and the MAC Lady Cardinals. Play hard, play together, and know your hometown is cheering every point.
Go Lady Cardinals, bring it home.
Presiding Commissioner Harold Gallagher, District 1 Commissioner Kerry Buckley, and District 2 Commissioner David Cater of the St. Francis County Commission celebrate the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals volleyball team. What a season of grit, talent, and big wins. Now, as you play in nationals, our entire county is behind you. Go dominate, Lady Cardinals. Your community is proud, inspired, and cheering you on. Good luck from the St. Francis County Commission.
Get ready for the magic of the season at Casa of the Parklands annual Festival of Trees. Bid on your favorite decorated trees and wreaths beginning Thanksgiving Day, November 27th at noon. Then join the fun Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and stroll through a forest of dazzling trees, wreaths, a gingerbread village, vendor shops, and more. And don't miss the gingerbread competition, kids activities, and Sweets Cafe. Festival of Trees, supporting Casa of the Parklands.
Since 1968, Leadville Pump and Supply has been serving the community with authorized sales and service. They have over 30 years of experience to help you with a reputation for quality. If you need contract drilling, Leadville Pump and Supply is happy to serve you. You'll find Leadville Pump and Supply at 204 East Elvins in Park Hills or give them a call at 573-431-2476. That's 573-431-2476. Leadville Pump and Supply.
Oi, aqui quem fala é Lara Gillard do Mineral Area Lady Cardinals e você está escutando to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
The teams have switched sides. The Lady Cardinals take set one, 25-22. Lana Gallardi leading all hitters in the game with seven kills in that opening set. Gabrielle Dombrowski has four, and for Casper, Peyton Carruth has five, and Emmy Mullenix with four as well. Duda Passos has two kills and two blocks for the Lady Cardinals. Those first set stats are brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. Go online to SismFord.com or call 573-431-3177. Over on court two, Eastern Arizona had the first set over Blinn, and they lead in set two, 2-1. We're about to start the second set here on court one. And Mineral Area now attacks the side of the floor facing us, as the teams have switched sides. Casper serves first. Steva Pinuel receives for the Lady Cardinals. Set in the middle. Pievich off of a block and down for a point. Mac up 1-0. Pievich with her first kill. Set one featured 10 total ties and three lead changes. The Lady Cardinals took over at 18-17 and didn't trail after that point. And now Kate Nichols in to serve for the Lady Cards. Serve received by Casper. Set to the left side and cleared. That time it was Mullenix. Towards the net, it's cleared by Mineral Area. Back to Mullenix. She clears to the back line. Deflected by Farofino. Diving Nichols and tipped across by Gallardi. But it's two hits. And we'll have a tie game at 1-1 here in set two. And back to serve for the Thunderbirds, Lily Weidman. Sinking serve received by Nichols. Set to the right side. Gabrielle Dombrowski, a cross-court attack, and she got it. Dombrowski with her fifth, and the Lady Cardinals are back on top, 2-1. And Olivia Steele checks in to serve. Steele serves into the net. Service error, Mack. That's their fourth of the game. First of this set. And tie number two of set two. And Casper now controls. Serve by Hackett, played by Max at the middle for Shaw. Diving there was Weidman. Tipped back across and down for a point. That's the center, Leota, her first kill. And it's 3-2, Casper, first lead change of the second set. And that means Hackett serves again. Dombrowski receives, Farofino back set, Gallardi, a cross-court play off of Hackett and down, tying us at three. Gallardi with eight. And she goes back to serve. Serve on the near side. Played by McNamara. Set to the left wing and cleared by Carruth. Now it's Mack on the right side. That was Dombrowski off of an arm. Sent back up. Free ball, Mineral Area. Gallardi receives. Set or dump. Farofino got it. 4-3 Mineral Area, and our second lead change of the set after our third tie, and Aletta Gallardi back to serve again. Serve by Gallardi into the antenna, a service error. We're tied at four. Second Mack serving error early in this second set. Serve received by Nichols. Back set, Gallardi. Near side attack, and she got it between a couple of defenders. 5-4, Gallardi with nine. And Gabrielle Dombrowski will put it in play for the Lady Cards. Serve received by Weidman, set in the middle and cleared. Ava Pinuel is there. Farofino will set to the right side. Passos off to Libero, still alive. Back court attack, or back line attack, I should say, from Carruth. It's cleared by Mack. Back to Carruth up front this time, and she'll go to the far corner and get it. Tying us at five. Fifth tie of set two. We've been tied at every point. Over on court two in the second set, Blinn leads 8-4. They're into a timeout. They're down in sets 1-0. Mack leading a tie here 5-5, and that service error makes it 6-5 Lady Cardinals. And that service error from Carruth, her second. 6-5 Lady Birds. And now it's Ava Pinuel to serve. She has an error from the serve line. This one's playable. Lorenzen set in the middle, tipped down, and that's Passos with the kill. Seven-five on the bad pass. Passos capitalizes, and Pinuel serves again. Short serve played by Carruth, set to the 10-foot line. Set from the 10-foot line, I should say, up front. That was Mina Kostic with her third kill. Make it 7-6. Mack still on top. And it's Casper to serve. And it's the libero. That's Lorenzen. She puts it in play. A service ace ties us at 7. First ace from either side. Miscommunication between Ava Pinuel and Lotta Gallardi. They were both approaching. And then from what it looked like up here, it was a you got it, you got it, you got it. Nobody had it. And Lorenzen serves again. This one, another ace, and the lead has changed. 8-7 Casper. Back-to-back aces for Lorenzen. Dombrowski receives that one. Passos keeps it inside the antenna. Right there, Mullenix sent back up front. No, to the back row, Carruth. She went tip drill. We play on? No, we do not. It was down for a point. Ava Pinuel couldn't get to it. 9-7, timeout Mineral Area. Four-point run for Casper, and they're up by two. You're listening to MAC Athletics, the NJCAA National Volleyball Tournament, ninth place semifinal, second set. MAC leads in sets 1-0, down in set 2, 9-7.
Hi, I'm State Representative Becky Lobinger of the 117th District. I want to congratulate the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals volleyball team on an incredible season. Your hard work, dedication, and teamwork have paid off, and making it to nationals is a tremendous achievement. Our community is so proud of you, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Congratulations on earning your way to nationals.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
Hi, this is Olivia Shaw of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
9-7, Casper leads out of the timeout. Brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsagar in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Due to Passos, return serve set in the middle off of Gallardi. It's cleared. There's Hackett. They set to her. She'll put it into the net and then touch it again. That is four hits. Mack gets the point, 9-8. And ends the 4-0 run out of the timeout. Brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsager on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Belen Farofito to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Serve received by Carruth. Back set to the 10-foot line and cleared by Udis. Played by Mineral Area and back. Carruth from the back line. Pinuel into the net and down. Carruth got it again. 10-8, Casper. Carruth, now with eight kills, leads all hitters for the Thunderbirds. And Gemma McNamara will serve. Top spinning serve played by Dudapasso. Set to the right side. Lana Gallardi tipped it with the left hand. It's played in the back row. Sent to the back row. Carruth. And again, down for a point from the back line. 11-8. 9 for Carruth. 3-point lead for Casper in set 2. The score. Serve off of Pinyol. Farofino will set to the back row. That's Gabrielle Dombrowski. Set her dump. Pinyol read it well in the middle. Back to the right side. Lotta Gallardi off of a block and down for a point. 11-9. Gallardi with her 10th. And Kate Nichols comes in to serve. Nichols lifts and hits. It's off the libero. Lorenzen set in the middle for Hackett, and she'll kill from the middle. 12-9. Aubrey Hackett with her third kill. And Lily Weidman back in to serve. 3-point lead, Casper, 12-9. The Lady Cardinals were down by 3 at one point in set 1. That was early on, though. That's a serving error. Weidman into the antenna, 12-10. So both teams with 2 serving errors in the set. And Olivia Steele checks in to serve for the Lady Cardinals. She had a service error in this set. This serve is received by Weidman. Sent in the middle, tipped across and down for a point. That's Penina Leota. 13-10, Casper. Ava Pinyol comes back in. And serving for the Thunderbirds, it's Hackett. Serve is out. That's a serving error. Mack point, 13-11. Second error by Hackett. And now Lana Gallardi to serve. She hit the antenna in this set. This serve is playable. That was McNamara. Set to Carruth. She'll go roll shot. Dombrowski was there. Farofino will set to the back row for Gallardi. Tip the netting and down for a point. 13-12. Gallardi with 11. And she serves again. Serve received by McNamara, set in the middle and clear to the back line and down for a point. That's Kostic, her fourth kill, 14-12, Casper. And it'll be Leota back to serve for the Thunderbirds. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino will backset Shaw on the swing play. Oh, good dig by Weidman. Still alive. Set to the left side. Carruth will tip it across. Shaw will punch it back. And there was Weidman again. We play on into a block. Pinyol digs it out. Back row attack. Lotta Gallardi off the libero and down for a point. 14-13. Gallardi with another kill. That's 12. Her club trails by 1. And Gabrielle Dombrowski will serve for the Lady Cardinals. Dombrowski serve. Too far and out. Another serving error from Dombrowski. That's her second. And it's 15-13, Casper. 6th max service error of the game. 3 in each set. And Carruth will serve and send it out. Give Mack the point back. 15-14. Third service error from Carruth, and now Eva Pinyol to slap it in play for the Lady Cardinals in her red libero uniform today. Sinking serve off the opposite libero. That was Lorenzen, set to the right side. Hackett, she clears. Beg your pardon, that was Udy. Back to the right side. Passos off of a block. Malenix came to get it. Set to the back row. Carruth. There's Ava Pinuel on the right side. Farofino keeps it on that right side. Passos into a stuffed block for Kostic. 16-14, Casper. Over on court two, Eastern Arizona leads Blinn 19-15 into a timeout. They're in the second set. Eastern Arizona up in sets 1-0. Here on court one, it is 16-14 in set two. Casper leads Mac 1-0. Mac leads in sets. Short stoppage as they wipe up perspiration on the floor on the Mac defensive side. Serve into the net by the libero, Lorenzen. 16-15. Mac down by one, and Belen Farofino will serve. Perfect spot for an ace to tie this one up. Mac yet to have an ace today. Backspinning serve from Farofino off of Carruth, set to the back row and not cleared. Mullenix just swung and missed, and we are tied at 16. Sixth tie of set two, first tie since 7-7. And Farofino serves. Received by Carruth. Set in the middle. That's Hackett off the net and played by Pinuel. Farofino will set to the back row. Dombrowski to the near side. Might have gone out, but it was played by Leota. Set to the right side. Hackett again off of Pinuel and back across. They punch it back and set into the middle. Hackett dug by Passos. Tipped back across and cleared again by Casper. Now it's Gallardi tipping it towards the donut into a block. Dug out by Pjevic. The setter dump. That's Farofino. Thought she had the point. Started to celebrate. And it's cleared by Casper. We get a whistle and they call it hitting the floor. So it will be a Mac point and a Belen Farofino kill. And the Lady Cardinals take over 17-16. Unless, do we have a challenge to replay the point? And we do. Yeah, I think this challenge is going to overturn the call. And I think that was a pancake dig from the libero, McKenna Lorenzen. 17-16 currently. If this one is overturned, we will replay the point. I'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors for making this broadcast from the Volleyball National Tournament possible. Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odell in Bonterre, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, A Touch of Glass in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Company in Chester, Illinois, our corporation in Chester, Illinois, Madison Medical Center in Fredericktown, Arnor Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Casa of the Parkland in Farmington, Unico Bank in Potosi, Lead Belt Pump and Supply in Park Hills, Rebecca McClanahan, Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Ironton, St. Francis County Commissioners, Powell Automotive in Park Hills, State Senator Mike Henderson and State Representative Becky Lawbinger, and Mineral Area College Athletic Booster Club in Park Hills and Wade's Auto Service. Mac would lead 17-16 if this one stands. If not, it'll be back to a 16-16 game and we will replay the point. Lynn Farofino tipped it across towards the donut, and Lorenzen, I thought, dove and kept it alive. The left corner official said that it had hit the floor. Both chair and side official played on until they saw the corner official pointing and blew the play dead. Over on court two, they're into another timeout. Eastern Arizona leads Blinn 22-15 in the second set and leads in sets 1-0. That the other ninth place semifinal winner of that game will play the winner of this game tomorrow at 9 a.m. Long review at the table. But I really do think this one's coming back, and we'll replay the point. Tim Copeland and the Mac Lady Cardinals in the huddle on the far side. There's a serving ace from Eastern Arizona. They're up 23-15 on court two to our right, and they will serve again. It is their libero serving. Don't have the rosters in front of me, or I'd give you full-on play-by-play. But Blinn will attack with the left side off of a block. Doug, still alive, set in the middle. off of an arm. And Blinn will tip it back into a block. Still alive again. Blinn with a great defensive effort to scramble and keep that one alive. Set to the right side and down for a point. But out, Blinn point, 23-16. And here on court one, Mineral Area and Casper. And they uphold the call. So it'll be a 17-16 lead for the Lady Cardinals as Blinn Farofino goes back to serve after her third kill of the game with the little tip play. With the fake set, and now she serves. Received by the libero, Lorenzen. Set to the left side, cleared off of a block. Dombrowski is there to play. Farofino will backset. Lana Gallardi off of a block and out of bounds. 18-16, Mack leads. Gallardi with another kill. That is 13 for the sophomore. And Farofino ready to put this one in play again. Serve received by Carruth. Set in the middle, Hackett into a block and down. Hackett with her fourth kill, 18-17, and that stops a 4-0 run for Mack. That is their largest of the game. They had three 3-0 runs in set one. Not their first of more than two here in the second set. Eastern Arizona set away from advancing to the ninth place game. They just beat Blinn in the second set. 18-17, Mack leads here in set two on court one. Casper trying to tip it down for a point. They do. Mullenix with her fifth, and we're tied at 18. Sixth tie of the second set. Beg your pardon. Eighth tie of the set. Serve received by Dombrowski. Set to Duda Passos on the left side. She clears off of a block. Right there was Carruth. Set to the back row. Back to her after her reception. And it's played back for Mineral Area to Lotta Gallardi on the right side. She'll tip it down for a point. Lotta Gallardi makes it 19-18. 14 for Gallardi. And Mack up by one. And Kate Nichols will come in. Served by Nichols, received in the back row by Carruth. They back set to Hackett. She'll tip it across. Pinyolkin to get that one up in front of the 10-foot line. Farofino trying to dig it, or trying to dump it as the setter again. It's played by Casper to the right side. Dombrowski into a block. Gallardi can't make a clean pass on it. And we're tied 19-19. That was Hackett again, her fifth. And the ninth tie of the second set. Set one featured 10 ties and 3 lead changes. We've already had 3 lead changes in this second set. 9 ties. 19 all. Serve tipped the netting. Pinyol was there. Farofino will set to Dombrowski into a block and down for a point. That's Leota, her third. And Casper takes over at 20-19. Fourth lead change of set two. And it'll be Weidman to serve again for the Thunderbirds. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino will set to Gallardi. She'll punch it into a stuff block by Hackett. 21-19 Casper. Timeout, Mineral Area. We'll take the break. You're listening to Mac Athletics on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Hi, this is Kate Nichols of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
21-19, Mineral Area trailing as we get later and later in a set number two. Lady Cardinals up in sets 1-0, but Casper fighting back, they've scored 5 of the last 6. And here we are again, Mack struggling to close out sets. They were up 18-16 after a 4-0 run. Now down by two. Got to stop the bleeding here in this set. Serve received by Mack. Set goes to Courtney Tatum, who's in. She clears. Carruth over blockers and down for a point, 22-19. 10 kills for Peyton Carruth. Olivia Shaw and Sada Pievich, who normally play the middle, are both out. Courtney Tatum in. Serve. Dombrowski leans away from it, and it's a service error from Weidman. That's her second. 22-20. And now it's Sada Pievich in to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Pievich served once in the first set. Serve received in the back row. Sent to Carruth into a block, dug out by Shaw. It'll be cleared by Pievich into a free ball. Set to the left side, Carruth again. Off of Pievich, Farofino is there. Set to Dombrowski, tip to the near side. Right there to play that, it's McNamara. Back to the left side, Carruth off of a block. Kate Nichols came to get it, but couldn't make a pass as she was diving and could only deflect it, 23-20. Great hustle play by Nichols. Unfortunately for her, could not make a pass. And Carruth has another kill. 23-20, Casper leads. Back to serve, Gabby Hearn off of Nichols. Set to the right side, that's Dombrowski into a block, dug out by Gallardi. Back to Dombrowski into a block again, this time it's out of bounds. Dombrowski with the kill, her sixth. 23-21, Mack down by two, and Dombrowski back to serve. But she has two serving errors in this match. You want an aggressive serve here, but you also want something that can be played and not a service error. Lotta Gallardi will wipe up some perspiration on the floor. A stoppage on court two for a challenge on the first point of the third set. Lotta Gallardi back to serve here in court one. Mack down by two and set two, up in sets 1-0. Gallardi serve received. Played by Casper. Right side attack. That's Carruth. Kate Nichols was there. Farofino to Shaw on the slide play. Got it. 23-22. Mack down by one. Shaw with her second kill, and Gallardi will serve again. Casper will use their first time out of the set. We'll take a short break back after this. 30 seconds on KFMO.
On behalf of the Mineral Area College Athletic Boosters, congratulations to the Mineral Area College volleyball team for their incredible hard work and dedication in making it to nationals. Your teamwork, determination, and passion on the court make the entire Mineral Area community proud. Everyone is cheering you on each step of the way and can't wait to see what you achieve next. Go Mack Volleyball! Keep reaching for greatness! Woo!
Hi, this is Duda Passos of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
23-22, Casper leads Mineral Area in set two. Mack up in sets 1-0. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 23-22, Mack trails. Lana Gallardi will serve. Bullet serve on the near side is an ace, and we're tied 23-23. First Mack ace of the match. It's Lana Gallardi, and she serves again, trying to put Mack on set point in set two. Gallardi with the serve, received by Carruth. Leota. Tipped it. Free ball Mineral Area. There's Pinuel. Set to the right side. Dombrowski tipped over the block. Still alive. And cleared from the back row by McNamara. Mineral Area sets. Gallardi will send it over into a free ball. McNamara is there. Leota will set in the middle. This one is played in the back row by Nichols. She's still on the floor, and she gets up. Dombrowski with a rolling attack. It's played in the back row. Set to the left side. Carruth, line shot. Out by inches. And Mack gets the point. 24-23. Do we have a challenge? We don't, but we have a timeout. We'll keep it here with a one-point game. 24-23. Mack on set point. They're up in sets 1-0. And it'll be Lotta Gagliardi back to serve for Mineral Area. They trailed 22-19 and have come back. And now Casper struggling to close out the set. After Mack led 18-16, Casper rattled off 6 of 7. But Mack has scored 4 in a row and 5 of the last 6. And they are trying to close it out on 6 of the last 7. Over on court 2, it is 4-3 Blinn in a set they have to have if they want to play tomorrow. Somebody's in the net. It looks like it's Eastern Arizona, and so Blinn will go up by 2. Eastern Arizona leads that game and sets 2-0. Back here on court 1, Mack has scored 4 in a row, and they're up 24-23. And lead in sets 1-0. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. It'll be a lot of Gagliardi serve. Casper out of timeouts. Trying to end the set, Gagliardi puts it in play on the near side off of Carruth. Set back to Carruth, and it's cleared into a free ball for Mack. Gagliardi is there. Farofino will tip it back to the near side. Played by Casper, set in the middle, and we're going to play extra points as Mina Kostic finds the floor. 24-24. Tenth tie of set two. Beg your pardon, 11th tie of set two. Serve received by Nichols. Set to Dombrowski. Into the net, or in through a block rather, and down. So it's 25-24. Mack again on set point. Dombrowski through a pair of blockers, and now Dombrowski serves to put Mack up 2-0. Dombrowski serve received by Casper and Carruth. Set to the left side, back to Carruth, off of a block, and down! It's Farofino, and Mack takes the second set, 26-24. And lead in sets, 2-0. The Lady Cardinals want to play tomorrow for ninth. They're up 2-0 on 15 seed Casper on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Champions are made here. On our courts. On our fields. And in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
Gilster Mary Lee is looking for CDL drivers for their local fleet. Must be 19 years of age and pass a physical. Starting pay is at $16 an hour with regular increases and overtime offered. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
This week, the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals are headed to Tennessee to compete for a national volleyball title, carrying the hopes of the entire Parkland with them. Fredericktown's very own Ava Penn-Yule's hard work, heart, and determination remind us all what small-town pride looks like. Madison Medical Center stands behind Ava and the MAC Lady Cardinals. Play hard, play together, and know your hometown is cheering every point.
Go Lady Cardinals, bring it home.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
When it comes to auto care, trust the experts at Powell Automotive in Park Hills. Powell Automotive is your go-to destination for everything from auto repairs to quick oil changes and more. The experienced team at Powell Automotive is dedicated to keeping your vehicle running smoothly. Give them a call at 573-315-5119 or stop by 402 5th Street in Park Hills to schedule your next service. Powell Automotive, where quality and convenience meet the road. Drive confidently with Powell.
Hi, this is Ava Pinyol on the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
The Lady Cardinals up 2-0 on Casper, Wyoming. They had set 1, 25-22, and set 2, 26-24, and get set for set 3. The teams have switched sides, and the Lady Cardinals are a set away from the ninth place game tomorrow at 9 a.m., And over on court number 2, Blinn is up on Eastern Arizona in set 3, 12-7. We're about to start the third set here on court 1. Mineral Area will serve first. Blinn Farafino will put it in play. Casper, Wyoming with their backs against the wall in what could be their final game of the season. And we're ready to go. Serve off of Farafino, played by Blinn, and played by Casper and cleared. We get a whistle and an illegal hit. Mack continued to play, but Mack had the point 1-0 on the illegal hit from the back row. And so Farafino will serve again. Lady Cardinals up early in this set. Short serve is an ace. 2-0, Farafino. And she serves again. Serve to the left side. That time it's played cleanly by McNamara. Set in the middle and cleared off of Gallardi and punched to the opposite court. Whew, that was dangerous. It'll be a point for Casper. Sorry, folks, I was watching that ball nearly roll right under the ankles of an outside hitter for Eastern Arizona. As she finished, it was an inch away from her foot, and the Mac Lady Cardinal and Casper team both shouting, trying to get her attention. It's set in the middle to Pievich, and she will put it off an arm and down. 3-1, Pievich with her second kill. I don't mind that they split the regular court into two volleyball courts when they do these tournaments. What about perhaps a padded barrier between the two, even if it's only, say, 4 feet high, to keep the ball from traveling to the other court so you don't have to stop plays mid? Gallardi, stuff block, down for a point, 4-1, Mack. Maybe you don't even need 4 feet, maybe just something like 2 feet so a player can jump over it if needed. Casper going to take an early timeout. We'll take the break as well. 4-1, Mac leads in set 3, up in sets 2-0 on KFMO.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
Hi, this is Sara Pievich of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
4-1, Mineral Area leads. Casper in set three, up in sets 2-0. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. That was blocked by Max, still with Casper after the Kate Nichols serve. Sent to the far side, and it's cleared by the Lady Cardinals into a free ball for the Thunderbirds. Roll shot attack from Carruth, played by Dombrowski. They set back to her. Cross-court attack. Oh, would have gone out, but it ricocheted off of Weidman. 5-1, Lady Cardinals. Dombrowski with her eighth kill. And Eastern Arizona has fought back on court two to a 14-14 tie. They're up in sets 2-0. Kate Nichols sinking serve. Set to the right side, Carruth off of a block and down. She's got 12 kills now, 5-2. That timeout, by the way, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Aubrey Hackett. Back to serve for the Thunderbirds. Received by Nichols. Farofino will set to the right side. Gallardi off of a block. Tip back across. Nichols was there. Farofino will set to the left side. Dombrowski cross-court attack, and she got it. 6-2. Dombrowski with 9, and she's starting to come alive late in this one. Programming note for Mineral Area College Athletics. We were scheduled to broadcast the Mac men's basketball home game tomorrow. However, if the Mac Lady Cardinals win this match and play at 9 a.m., as the set goes in the middle and it's cleared by Kostich and down for a point, 6-3. Mac leads, but that's a Casper point and back to serve Penina Leota. If Mac wins this game and plays at 9 a.m. tomorrow, of course, I will still be here in Tennessee, and Glenn Berry will have to call the football game. That's at 1 o'clock. And so we will not have a Mac men's basketball broadcast. Lotta Gallardi from the right side off of an arm and out of bounds. 7-3 Mac. Gallardi with her 15th kill. And she serves. Sinking serve from Gallardi. Received in the middle. Set on the slide play into a block by Mineral Area. Still with Casper. Clearing, that's Kostich, played by Mineral Area, set to the left side, Dombrowski off of a blocker, then Weideman with the dig. Back to the right side, Carruth off of an arm. There's Gallardi, back set, Shaw, tip to the back corner, and got it! 8-3, Max Shaw with her third kill. Serve on the right side, Gallardi, played by Carruth. Set back to Carruth, keeps it inside the antenna. There's Ava Pignol, set by Farofino to the back row. Gallardi stepping away from the net and launches it 5 feet out of bounds. 8-4, she was backing away and didn't get the angle. Casper will serve. And mentioned Glenn Berry on the call for the football game if I'm still here in Tennessee. Shout out to Zach Pipkin, he'll be on the call as well with Glenn tomorrow. Tailgate show fueled by McDonald's at noon. Kickoff at 1. Gilster Mary Lee pregame show at 12:30. That's Farmington and Kirkwood. Gabrielle Dombrowski into a block. There's Nichols. Farofino on the setter dump. Played by the libero. Back to the right side. They set to McNamara. Beg your pardon. That's Mullenix. And she'll get her first kill since the opening set. And it's 8-5. Emmy Mullenix, the 5'10 freshman. And now Carruth goes back to serve. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino sets to Gallardi. Attack from the back row and misses the back line on the far side by about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet. 8-6, and Casper has scored 3 in a row. And Peyton Carruth will serve again. 3 service errors, no aces. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino will set to the left side. Dombrowski threw a block and down for a point. 9-6, Dombrowski with her 10th kill. And Dudupasos back to the floor as Dombrowski will go back to serve on rotation. Lady Cardinals up by 3. Over on court two, Blinn has taken the lead again on Eastern Arizona, 18-16, and a set they have to have. Eastern Arizona up 2-0. Casper will return serve on court one. Farofino sets in the middle for Shaw, and she got the left corner, 10-6. Olivia Shaw with four kills. And Dombrowski will serve again for Mineral Area. Right-handed serve, too far and out. Third service error from Dombrowski. 10-7. Seventh max service error this match. They had just four yesterday, three in set one and one in set three. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will set to Dudapassos. She'll tip it over a block. Right there to play it, though, was Leota, and it's cleared by Malenix. Back set, Shaw, slide play, punching it to the back row. Carruth had to go get that one in the corner, set to the middle, slapping that one. Hackett, back to play at Gallardi, set to the left side, Passos, stuff, block, Udy. Her first point, 10-8. Casper back to within two. And now the libero, Lorenzen, to serve. She has two aces and an error serving. Bullet serve here, and that is ace number three, 10-9. Bad receive by Gabrielle Dombrowski. In fact, Lorenzen has all three aces from Casper in this match. She serves again, trying to tie this one up. Into the net, service error. That's her second, 11-9, Mack. Now the Lady Cardinals need to go on another run. After that point, wrapped up a 6-2 spurt from Casper. Ava Pinyol will serve. Carruth receives. Set in the middle for Hackett off of a block. There's Gallardi. Farofino sets to the near side. Dudapassos off of Carruth going all the way back to get at Leota. And Hackett will send over a free ball. In the back row, there's Dombrowski. Farofino will set to Pievich out of her reach, but she tips it across. Diving play. That was the libero, Lorenzen, set to the right side, and a cross-court attack from Malenix. She has the point off of Pinyol and out. Tim Copeland is conversating with the official on the near side. I don't know what he's asking about, but it's a one-point game here on court one in set three. And Gemma McNamara to serve. Long conversation between Copeland and the side official, but we're ready to go. McNamara hits to the near side, Passos. Farofino sets in the middle. Pievich got it to the far side, 12-10. Changed the angle on that one in the air. Pievich with three kills. And now Belen Farofino back to serve. Farofino gets the signal from the official. Leaps and serves. Played by the libero, Lorenzen. Right side attack. Flat-footed. That was Mullenix. Played by Dombrowski. Set to Gallardi. Off the libero and down. 13-10. Mineral Area. Gallardi with her 16th kill, leading all hitters in the game. Mack back up by three. Side rotating serve by Farofino. Played by the libero. Set to the right side. Mullenix off the net. Pinyol went to get that one. Farofino will set to the left side. Passos off of a blocker. Still alive. What a great play out of the block. And it'll be cleared by Casper. Tip back by Pievich into the block. Cleared again from the back row. Carruth. There's Farofino. Back set. Gallardi off of an arm. Carruth is there. Back towards the net. Set goes to Hackett. Blocked by Gallardi. 14-10. Gallardi with the stuffed block. She's been everywhere today. And Farofino will serve again. The Lady Cardinals have scored three in a row. Back rotating serve. Received in the back row. Set and not cleared. Mack point. 15-10, Lady Cardinals. And Farofino will slap it in play once more. Side rotating serve off the libero, Lawrence, and set to the right side, Carruth. What a great stop to keep that one in play. Nearly had a ball come back across, and it was stopped by one of the unsanctioned side workers to keep that one in progress, and it will result in the Casper point as the right side hit. I believe that was Malenix. Ricocheted off of Dombrowski and out, 15-11. Great effort, though, by that side official, or side worker, I should say, sideline worker, to keep that ball off the court. It was about 3 feet away. Passos will tip it to the back row where no one is home. 16-11, Passos with the kill. Mack up again by five, and Kate Nichols will come in to serve. Tomorrow, it's all one court, so you don't have to worry about the two-court setup, as there's a game at 9, 11:30, 2, 5, and 7, I believe, or 4:30 and 7. In the middle, they set it to the right side for Carruth, and she'll put it off of a block and down, 16-12. I confirm those start times for you. The ninth place game is at 9, the seventh place game at 11:30, the fifth place game at 2, the third place game at 4:30, the championship at 7, all from one court tomorrow, not split. Serve received by Ava Pinyol. Farofino will set to Sadapievich. She'll tip it across. Diving there was McNamara, and it's cleared again off of a block and down. Carruth again. 16-13. Although the Lady Cardinals, to play tomorrow, do have to win today, and there is still a game to be played. Back to serve, Gabby Hearn. Bullet serve off of Pinyol. Farofino will back set to Lotta Gallardi off of a block and down for a point. 17-13, Lotta Gallardi with another one. She's got 17, and it'll be Olivia Steele in for Sadapievich to serve. Steele sinking serve, tipped the tape right there to play McNamara. Set in the middle, but a bad pass, and it falls. 18-13. Lady Cardinals up by six. And Steele serves again. Serve to the back line, too far and out. Another Mack serving error, 18-14. That is the second for Olivia Steele. And we have a four-point game. They are going four sets on court two. Blinn takes the second set. I beg your pardon, the third set. There's Gabby Dombrowski on serve receive. Set to Shaw into a block. That's Ava Udy. And it's 18-15. And again, Casper has scored four of the last six. And Penina Leota to serve. Serve on the near side. Dombrowski played it on the sideline. Nichols will set back to Dombrowski from the 10-foot line. She'll go roll shot, attack. In the back row, it's played by Weidman. Set to the left side. That's Udy, and she got the kill, 18-16. That's the first kill for Udy. Her third point, two of them are blocks. And Leota serves again. And Casper has scored six of nine. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will back set. Gallardi off of a block and out of bounds. Mack point. 19-16. That's Gallardi with the kill. Her 18th. And she goes back to serve. Serve received by Carruth. Set towards a block. Cleared by Mack. Set goes back to Carruth at the 10-foot line. Gallardi is there. Farofino will set. Dombrowski on the left side off of a block. And there's Shaw to dig it out of the block. Farofino sets back to Dombrowski into a block again. And it's Yudi again. She and Kostic on the, in the area. 19-17, Mack up by two. And Peyton Kruth rotates to the serve. Kruth, three serving errors. Floating serve, played by Nichols. Farafino, back set, Lotta Gagliardi, 10-foot line attack, off the libero, and it returns. Gagliardi was there, Farafino will set. Shaw, got it! 20-17, Shaw with her fifth. And the Lady Cardinals are 5 points away from a ninth place game tomorrow at 9 a.m. Now serving for Mineral Area, it's Gabrielle Dombrowski. Three serving errors. This one's playable by the libero Lorenzen. Set in the middle, Hackett off of a block. It's played by Mack. Set to Passos, into a block, and down for a point. That's Yudi. 20-18, Ava Yudi with four blocks. And it'll be the libero Lorenzen back to serve. Three aces, two errors. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farafino will set to Passos off of a block. It's played in the back row by Kruth. Set to the right side. That's McNamara. Cleared by Casper. Now it's Mack. Passos blocked again. Oh, but it didn't clear the net on the block try. Mack point. Passos off the block and down. 21-18. Yudi was there, as was Kostic, but they couldn't close the blocking window per se, and it went through it and down. 21-18, Casper timeout. We'll take the break. Lady Cardinals up on Casper in set three and lead in sets 2-0 on KFMO.
Champions are made here. On our courts. On our fields. And in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
Hey, this is Tim Copeland, head volleyball coach at Mineral Area College, Lady Cardinals. You're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
21-18 out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout. Mineral Area leads Casper. It's the last stoppage Casper can take on timeouts. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Lady Cardinals up in sets 2-0. Leading in this third set, 21-18. The set has featured no ties and no lead changes. It's been Mack from wire to wire up until this point. Serve received by Kruth. Set to the right side. That is Malenix, played by Gagliardi. Set to the left side, Passos. Cross-court attack off the libero. What a great dig. And it's back to the right side where it will be cleared and down for a point by Malenix. 21-19 out of the Casper timeout. And going back to serve, Gimme McNamara from Australia, 5'9 freshman. This is a young Casper team. Just two sophomores. Serve received by Dombrowski. Set to Passos. Over the block and still alive. Back row attack. That's Kruth, played by Pinyol. Set back to Passos. Bad pass. She'll go cross court and get it. Oh my. 22-19. Judah Passos was near her bench, or near the scorer's table, I should say, when she deflected that one all the way across and down. Mack leading by three. Now serving, it's Belen Farafino. Short serve received by McNamara. Set to Hackett, off an arm. There was Farafino, set by Dombrowski to Lana Gagliardi. She clears. And that was McNamara. Now it's Smolenik off of a pair of Lady Cardinals and down, 22-20. Molinix with her ninth kill. And so, Lily Weidman from West Plains, Missouri, in to serve for Casper. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will back set to Dudapassos through a block too far and out. No deflection. 22-21. Lady Cardinals up by just a point. And Tim Copeland will take a timeout. We'll take the break as well. You're listening to MAC Athletics here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Get ready for the magic of the season at Casa of the Parklands annual Festival of Trees. Bid on your favorite decorated trees and wreaths beginning Thanksgiving Day, November 27th at noon. Then join the fun Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and stroll through a forest of dazzling trees, wreaths, a gingerbread village, vendor shops, and more. And don't miss the gingerbread competition, kids' activities, and Sweets Cafe. Festival of Trees, supporting Casa of the Parkland.
Hi, this is Raylan Dodd, assistant coach of the Mineral Area Cardinals. You're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
22-21, the Lady Cardinals lead, and Tim Copeland has called a timeout. Mac struggling to close out the set. They were up 18-13. And Casper has scored 8 of 12 to get to within 1. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Lily Weidman to serve. As we come out of the break and ready to go, Mac on serve receive. Weidman serve, received by Dombrowski. Set to Gallardi into the antenna. Ooh, but they say it's Mac point. Off the block, then into the antenna. 23-21. And it's Lady Cardinal serve. That's Kate Nichols. Serve received in the middle of the back row by McNamara. To the right side, Carruth. Stuff block Gallardi. And it's set point for Mac. 24-21. Match point for the Lady Cardinals. Nichols to serve once more. Sinking serve off of McNamara. Back set to Hackett. A cross-court attack. There's Farofino to play it out of a block. Set to Gallardi into the antenna and out of bounds. 24-22. And here comes Gabby Hearn in to serve for Casper. No aces, no errors for her. Match point for the Lady Cardinals. Serve received by Pignol. Farofino back set. Gallardi tipped. It's played up front. Somebody's in the net. It's Casper, and Mineral Area advances on a straight set winner. 25-22, 26-24, 25-22. Hubs Pub and Grill postgame show follows this break, but the Lady Cardinals will play tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the ninth place game of the NJCAA National Volleyball Tournament. We'll have it for you at 8:30 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.